You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
From the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. Todd Albaugh, along with Mr. Aaron Zommers, our producer and engineer on the board. It is 6 minutes past the hour of 2 o'clock on this Friday TGIF edition of the Albaugh Show. It is August 22nd, 2025. It's a great day to be a Wisconsinite. Welcome in, everybody, at the world headquarters of Civic Media on State Street. Sunny sky, partly sunny skies. We'll call it partly sunny. Just walked up to beautiful Wonder State Coffee on the square. Got a little cup here. Look at that. Fantastic. And having beautiful. It's a great day for a walk, Zommers. Getting a little warmer maybe than we thought, but it's nice. Enjoy it today because the weather's going to change, going to fall-like conditions. When you walk out the door tomorrow, you're going to say, ooh, fall's arrived.
I look forward to it.
I know you will. So if you're more of a warm weather person, get out and enjoy it today because it's nothing dramatic, no snow or anything in the forecast, but just going to cool off, a little unseasonably cool. It's going to feel more this weekend and into early next week, more like the end of September than the end of August. Zommers. I'm laughing because if you're watching on the stream, Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter, Zommers' microphone arm is involuntarily going up.
Now, it's a little excited. A little too excited. Now it's above my head.
If it lasts more than 4 hours, call engineering.
It's lasted more than 4 weeks.
Well, wow. When you get to my age, you can only wish. Anyway, it's maybe going to be one of those shows today. No, it's going to be a great show today. Coming up in hour two, a little what's worse for you. Now, this is timely, timely indeed, as the great Mike Lucas is fond of saying, because this week, going into this weekend, lots of college students moving into dorms, into new apartments, parents dropping kids off to school. So we'll talk about changing jobs or moving. What's worse? That's going to come up in hour two today. Looking forward to that. Also, Zommers. Zommers is going to be having a board game of the week. Been a while since we did that. Going to be a great weekend to sit on a back porch or a picnic table, whatever, and have a board game. Do you want to give us a hint of what's coming up for the board game of the week, Zommers?
Well, I will say, this is a very colorful game. And it's one that I have played many, many times. And Luke asked me earlier today, what's your board game of the week? And I said, well, I've got one that I could do, but I feel like I want to pick one that I know better because it's one that I haven't actually played. Occasionally, I'll feature one that I'm excited about but haven't played yet.
All right.
And then he asked, oh, have you played this game? And I said, yeah, but I've definitely talked about it before. And I looked through, and I haven't talked about it. So one of my favorite games that I somehow haven't brought up. So you'll want to stick around for that.
One that we have not brought up yet. So brand new board game of the week. All right, we'll look forward to that in hour two. And then coming up at the bottom of this hour, just thereafter, the current Secretary of State, Ms. Sarah Godlewski, is going to be here with us talking about she had that yesterday on mornings with Pat Kreitlow from 6 until 9 every morning here on Civic Media on Pat Kreitlow's show. Sarah Godlewski, now she is running for Lieutenant Governor. Seems a bit early to me, but hey, what do I know? We'll see. I think it's interesting strategically. Why do it now? Why not wait until at least after Labor Day or into next year? You've got a statewide office as Secretary of State. Why do you want to go to another one in the Lieutenant Governor's race? What does she see as her priorities if she were to become Lieutenant Governor? And what is she going to, what strikes me as interesting about the Lieutenant Governor position and race is you don't get to pick who your running mate is.
It is very interesting, right? Compared to what we normally see.
So how do you weigh that? How do you navigate the gubernatorial primary? Do you just try to be friends with everybody? Do you like some more than others? So we'll talk about all those things with Sarah Godlewski after the bottom of the hour. And even though I'm wearing my Green Bay Packer polo today, because, of course, the Packers last, can you believe it, Sommer's already the last preseason game, Packers at home in Lambeau Field against the Seattle Seahawks are in town. The game time at 3 o'clock tomorrow over many of our Packer network stations. You can hear it on places like WRCO in Richland Center, Wisconsin, 100.9 on the FM dial, and other places we'll tell you about a little bit later. But the final preseason game of the year is tomorrow across the Packer Radio Network. And also the Brew Crew is back home this weekend for a new series. We'll tell you about that a little bit later as well. They got a win over the Cubbies yesterday. So Brewers, I mean, 7 games now. They still are 7 games ahead of the Chicago Cubs in the Central Division of the National League. So,
which is very nice because I made a promo from your show in which you say we're 7 games ahead of the Cubs. Oh, yeah. And you know what? It's still true.
It's still true. So thank you very much. We appreciate that.
For keeping us consistent.
For keeping us consistent. Yeah, we need all the help we can get, believe you me. Let me start with this because I'm very, very excited about this. I brought in my my Hall of Fame Beef Six Springs Farm hat here today. I was wearing it yesterday because we had a very, very busy day yesterday. We did the show, and then I went down to beautiful Greene County in Monroe because my friends are out of town, and they're getting back now, but they were out of town, and I said, well, I'll cut your grass while you're gone. And, well, I got to get it done, and for various assorted and sundry reasons, I had a very narrow window to get to it. So I went down to Monroe immediately after the show yesterday, and I mowed some grass. I forgot my work shoes, or my work tennis shoes. So here, for those watching on the stream, my tennis shoes are all green now.
For those who cannot see, yes. We're not quite at Oscar the Grouch territory.
Yeah,
we're close. Probably more at Yoda territory.
Yeah, but I have some green shoes. I got to do a little wash. But let me tell you, I live in an apartment these days. I had not mowed grass in a while, and it's very therapeutic. They have the exact right size lawn, and it's therapeutic, and there's something satisfying after you get the yard mowed to kind of sit there. I had a Nuclearis spotted cow on their deck before I came back to Madison. I'll confess that.
Got to do a porch beer.
Right, a porch beer, and you look at your work, and you think, wow, I actually accomplished something.
That is nice. That's one thing that you don't get when you live in an apartment.
Yeah.
For better and for worse, you don't get those menial tasks that make you feel like you've done something.
Exactly. So I mowed some grass, and then I came back to Madison, and I helped out the last hour or so of the night market here downtown for the WMDX staff, our flagship station here in Madison, and had a great booth down there. Aaron Carreno, the vice president of music, was there last night. That was great. Gordy of John and Gordy was there. Catherine Lake, the general manager of WMDX, was there. Jenna, one of our great promotional people, was there. So it was a good time had by all. We got to meet a lot of people, a lot of listeners. That was fantastic. And here's an idea. You get all kinds of ideas. One listener, I forget her name, I apologize, but she came up and she said, I have an idea for you. And she said, all the flooding we've had, and Madison is prone to flooding, especially in certain areas. She said, hey, when you go on your walk, take a little like bag and have gloves and have like a big fork, a garden tool. And she says, when you see a drain, a street drain that's clogged up, just stop and take the crap out of there and put it in a bag and do what you can. And she said people could text in pictures and then you could give something away. I thought that was a good idea. So I said I would pass it on to Catherine Lake and John and Gordy. And I just did that over the air.
That does seem like a fun idea.
Now, if they only listen to this show.
Sometimes they do.
So I thought, well, I'll tell that to Catherine. So it's great when you see listeners and get those ideas. So then I helped clean up, but we packed things away, and I went home, and I was a little tired, and I opened up I don't always do this, but occasionally, Driftless Glen Bourbon Whiskey. Driftless Glen from Baraboo, Wisconsin, Southwest Wisconsin. It's really, really good stuff. And I got a notice on my phone, there was a package waiting for me in the mailroom. And I go down, and there, via UPS, shout out to our UPS drivers who I know well, listen. One of our great UPS drivers dropped off a shipment that I had ordered, that I had purchased from Hall of Fame Beef. Now, Joe Thomas, the great Hall of Famer, Pro Football Hall of Famer, NFL Hall of Famer, invited us out to his farm, Six Springs Farm in Southwest Wisconsin, a couple of weeks ago, along with Brady Ewing. and we had a show out there, learned all about Wagyu beef, pasture-raised beef. And so when it became available, I'm like, look, I'm going to splurge. And Joe has said, look, it costs a little bit more than your normal grocery store meat, but it's about choices, right? And you think about it, well, if you go like have a steak dinner for two people and you go out with tip and drinks, you're probably going to drop at least $130, $140
probably
on a good steak and drinks and a tip and everything. So for less than that, I ordered myself a couple of steaks, and then I also got a couple of packets of Wagyu burger as well. So those came last night, and it brought me great joy to open this up. It was all packed in dry ice, and so those are in the freezer, and so we'll be preparing those at a later date.
So they were packed in dry ice. Yeah. Were you provided gloves to safely handle it?
No, but I had my my oven glove. The oven glove, it not only protects you from grabbing a hot filament in the oven, which I've done, but it also protects your hands from dry ice, as it turns out.
Yeah, in case anybody else.
So I use the oven glove.
In case anybody happens to not know, don't touch dry ice. It will hurt you a lot.
Yeah. So it's all packaged very safely. And so if, again, thanks to Joe Thomas for having us out there, I bought my own. It was not a gift. I want to make that clear. I'm not being paid off to say anything. I purchased the aforesaid Wagyu beef from HallOfFameBeef.com. So check it out if you're a fan, if you're interested, if you want to know the story. We're going to be replaying that interview with Joe Thomas on Labor Day, because we're going to take Labor Day off proper on that Monday. So if you missed that interview, you can hear the whole thing on over the air on Monday, or you could go to civicmedia.us and go back through the podcast form, or I recommend going to the YouTube channel of Civic Media and dialing up our show, because then you get the visuals, and our friend Chris Giese did the cameras, and you can see the cattle in the background. Of course, that pasture that we were in that day got really flooded in those most recent floods. Of course, most of the damage was in southeast Wisconsin, but southwest Wisconsin along the river got hit as well. But I hear that the cattle are fine, just had to move to different pastures, and the pasture will come back and recover, but going to take a while. So anyway, that was a nice little treat after a long day to get home and open up my Hall of Fame beef last night and put it safely in the freezer. I was a little concerned because I was going to be gone all day, but no, with the dry ice, it was like a brick. It was kind of like your microphone
stand. That stuff
works. It was a brick.
So yeah.
The dry ice worked. So anyway, that's that. So the Packers are playing tomorrow. The Brewers are back home as well. We'll talk a little bit about that. And we'll look at some news headlines from last night coming up, because Trump, as we reported yesterday, came out, President Trump in Washington, D.C., and he did some grandstanding and said some kind of in my opinion, some wacky stuff. We'll discuss that a little bit on the other side, and then move our attention to state matters with the lieutenant governor's race. Here we are before Labor Day, and already the politics across Wisconsin are heating up. So, and the most important thing to many of you, speaking to the Brewers, we are going to give you a chance to win 4 tickets to the club level at AmFam Field for a game coming up here very soon in August. The Brewers are red hot. People are saying, I can't find tickets. Well, we have 4 tickets for Thursday, August 28th, against the Arizona Diamondbacks at 1:10 in the afternoon. How can you win? Don't go away. What you can do is download the Civic Media app at your Apple or Android device right now. The Civic Media app. Get your texting fingers ready. When we come back, I'll give you the word and your chance to win 4 Milwaukee Brewer tickets. It's the All Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Pursuing truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Tyler Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Along with Mr. Aaron Sommers on the board. It's 22 now past the hour of 2 o'clock on a Friday, TGIF, August 22nd, 2025. You know about the lieutenant governor. Well, we have a lieutenant governor. Everybody, I think most people would say, just like there's a president and vice president, there's a governor and a lieutenant governor. Well, what do those people actually do? We're going to have that conversation with the newest candidate, the only announced candidate for lieutenant governor next year, Sarah Godlewski, the current Secretary of State. I say secretary. I say Tommy Thompson used to say, or he probably still does. Instead of secretary, he says secretary.
Secretary of State.
That's right. Secretary of State Sarah Godlewski will join us after the bottom of the hour here. Right now, though, Brewers, of course, red hot, beat the Cubs yesterday, and they play again tonight at 6:35 is when the broadcast starts, the pregame show. First pitch from AmFam Field just after 7 o'clock. The San Francisco Giants are in town. Willie Adames, first time he's going to be back in Milwaukee since being traded to the Giants. So Adames back in town against the Brewers tonight. You can hear the action across the Brewers Radio Network, select stations here in Civic Media, WRCE, Richland Center, WISS, Oshkosh, WCQM, and beautiful Park Falls. And our brand new Brewer affiliate this year, the Buzz of the North, WBZH, up there in beautiful Hayward. So you're going to the game tonight, but you say to yourself, self? Ken Lewis always used to say that. I say to myself, self? Self, I can't go to the game tonight, but man, I'd like to go to a future game, but I just can't find tickets. Well, we've got you covered because it's time once again for free Brewer Ticket Friday giveaway trivia. Here we go. Time once again for free Ticket Friday giveaway. It's actually no trivia, but I just like calling it trivia. I wish that were trivia, but no, you don't have to know anything. That's the beautiful part about this contest. You don't have to know anything.
You have to know one thing.
Well, we're going to tell you in a minute, but there's no background knowledge. It's not Trivial Pursuit.
Well, there's one background. You have to know that you're free. Well,
it's free, and the attorneys of the 12th floor remind us it is a statewide contest. All right, here's how it works. Download the Civic Media app right now if you don't have it on your Apple or Android device. You go to the search bar, type in Civic, C-I-V-I-C. It'll pop up, takes less than a minute. It's free to download. It's what Gail King at CBS calls a deal, the Civic Media app. All right, now, open it up. The first 10 stations are the stations that we play on. Click on the one closest to you or just choose any of them. Whichever one you want, click on that. Now you got it open. In the lower right-hand corner, it will say text, little icon. Click on that. Now I'm going to give you the word. Make sure you spell it correctly. Text the following word right now on the Civic Media app. The word is win. Text the word win, W-I-N, right now. Win. W-I-N as in Nancy. We hope the Brewers win this afternoon. Text the word win, W-I-N, right now on the Civic Media app to be eligible. You have until 4 o'clock this afternoon to text the word win, W-I-N, on the Civic Media app. At the end of the day, the computer will randomly choose one of the correct entries, and that individual and three other lucky people are going to AmFam Field. The seats are on us. Beautiful cushion seats right at the third baseline. You can see right out to the 4K scoreboard. It's a big television screen, basically. You've got air-conditioned concourse behind you, your own concession stands. You can order food at your seat in these club-level seats. They can be yours if you text the right word. The word this hour is win, W-I-N. Text win right now on the Civic Media app. Win, W-I-N. Mike Clemens, a great sports reporter, always on top of it, talked to Isaac Collins last night, one of the stars of yesterday's win. Of course, he's a new dad as well, back out with the team after being out in Colorado. Here's what Isaac Collins had to say last night after the win.
It's just what got us here. I said that scratch and claw mentality and just staying true to ourselves. I feel like sometimes when success comes your way, you kind of forget what got you there. So I think down the stretch here, it's going to be huge for us to just continue to take it one day at a time and just be the best version of ourselves every day.
Great guy, Isaac Collins. I think you should really be in the running for Rookie of the Year in the National League. I mean, I know that he's been at other organizations in the minors, but this is really his first rookie season. He's like 27, I think, something like that, 28, 27. Older for a rookie, but wow, what a season he's having. Roger on Facebook, keeping me honest, I think I said earlier that Willy Adames was traded to the Giants. He said, Willy Adames signed with the Giants as a free agent. You are correct, sir, as Ed McMahon once said. Thank you, Roger. I appreciate that. The Brewers couldn't come to an agreement, and so, yes, it was not a trade, direct trade. It was a free agent. So thank you, Roger, for keeping me honest with that. But it should be a good game tonight. Again, the Giants and the Brewers, 6:35 for the pregame show. First pitch just after 7 o'clock. But, wow, and again, we were up in River Falls. We were up in Wisconsin Rapids, and people were coming up to me. They weren't talking about the headlines of the news. They were talking about the Brewers numbers.
Yes, they were.
I'm sorry. Things went dark all of a sudden.
We only have 40 seconds.
Oh, we have 40 seconds. All right. Well, that's enough time to ask you the question. If you were running for Lieutenant Governor of Wisconsin, what would you do? Well, we'll ask the person who actually is running for Lieutenant Governor of Wisconsin, the current Secretary of State, Sarah Galuski, will be along after the farm updates with the fabulous farm babe, Pam Yonke, and the Midwest Farm Report. Come on back, learn more about Sarah Galuski. We'll ask her, is she got a favorite in the governor's race? She's going to have to work with that person, and she doesn't have a choice. We'll get her answer on the other side. It's the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media. Ready to straight off of the Spotify playlist of our next guest. Nobody's going to tell her where to go. She's going to go her own way. A little Fleetwood Mac, Aaron Zomer, spinning the tunes on the board. Welcome back, everybody, to the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. 35 minutes past the hour of 2 o'clock on this Friday, August 22nd, 2025. Our next guest is indeed a political rising star. She is the current Secretary of State for the state of Wisconsin, and she is the first person to announce that she is running for Lieutenant Governor of the state on the Democratic side. Sarah Galuski joins us via StreamYard from her home. Madam Secretary, thanks for taking the time and a great taste of tunes.
Well, thanks, Ted. I will tell you, when you're playing that song, it was hard for me not want to, jam out.
Right? So, especially on a Friday.
I'll take it with Mac anytime. Exactly. I think that's what people want Friday at 2:30. So.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. I don't want anything too heavy. Now, I have realized something as we've come on the air, and for our people watching on Facebook, StreamYard, YouTube, and the like on the video side, this is not a direct endorsement, mind you. However, I am wearing green and gold today, which happens to be the colors, the campaign colors for Secretary Galuski. I have my Packer polo shirt on because the Packers play the Seahawks tomorrow in the last preseason game. But I know Secretary Galuski, that our friend Trigvi Olson, political strategist, would love this because he is a Packer owner like so many are, and he loves green and gold. Is that why you've kind of stuck? That's kind of your mantra with campaign colors, green and gold?
Well, it's a good question. And as a Packer shareholder, that's near and dear to my heart.
Very good.
But also the colors really started from my first campaign, which was for state treasurer. Mm-hmm. And I was like, green, money, Packers, green. I mean, I'm like, it checks so many things about why Wisconsin is Wisconsin. Mm-hmm. So
no, I think it's great. I think it's a good through line. And as we talk about so often, I know you know this from traveling around, being a statewide elected official, so many of the people, they're not wearing red hats or blue hats. They're more interested in green and gold hats. And that's what brings Wisconsinites together.
Well, I think we can always say the Packers unify the entire battleground state. So, right. Which is a good thing. And football is a good thing to be unified around.
100%. We appreciate coming back on the show. I know it's been a while since you've been on. So perhaps for people who haven't heard you on this program before, tell us a little bit about yourself, where you grew up, and kind of what inspired you to get into elected office.
Of course. So I'm a fifth generation Western Wisconsinite and a product of a union family. My parents are now two retired school teachers in the Chippewa Valley. And something that, they would always talk about with my sisters and I is they would say, service. And when you see something wrong, you've got to stand up and do something about it. And so I've tried to really kind of live that family motto. I actually started my career in national security. And Todd, you can imagine a 20-something-year-old walking into the Pentagon. I think I would maybe last a few years. I was there for almost a decade and kind of did various things, not just national security, but then supporting small businesses and local government, which eventually led me to this unique project where I found out that Scott Walker was trying to get rid of the state treasurer's office, Todd. And I'm like, I don't know, this just seems a little suspicious. Like, why would we get rid of our chief financial officer? I'm like, we would be the only state to basically not have a chief financial officer. And in talking to folks, they're like, Sarah, there's nothing you can do about it. It's going to be on the ballot. Like, it's a done deal. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I remember I actually went to the National Association of Secretaries or Treasurers and learned about all the work that they can do for their states and came home to my husband. And I'm like, well, I'm going to run a constitutional amendment committee to save the state treasurer. And he's like, God bless you, Sarah. Call me when it's over. And yeah, we like created this bipartisan committee and we stopped Scott Walker's power grab with a significant majority. And then after that, the question was, well, who's going to run for this seat? And I'm like, well, I've been, you know, supporting small businesses. I've managed big budgets. So I stepped up and ran. And in 2018, I actually flipped 9 Trump counties. And so that was really my start into politics. I guess one could say it was maybe not a typical straight line. It was maybe a bit dorky, but it was really to me always about service and what we need to be doing, to ensure Wisconsin is, you know, the best state.
Yeah, I call you a rising political star because I truly believe that. I mean, you're elected officials. So I mean, you're early 40s. I mean, you're a fairly young person in political terms, especially when you look at, you know, people running for president or octogenarians these days. But you've gone from unelected to state treasurer to putting up a really good fight in a U.S. Senate race to then becoming the Secretary of State, and you're not even 50 yet, and here you are now running for lieutenant governor, and what I hear back feedback from you on people that I talk to around the state is she's just like a normal person. And you're someone who listens and is can have a conversation. And you seem to relate to Wisconsinites all across the state. And that to me has kind of been your calling card. What do you attribute to your political success to date?
I honestly contribute it to my family. I mean, my parents are public school teachers. And at a very early age, they would really incorporate me into their work. So my dad taught adults, Todd, and they would help them get their GEDs. And these adult students, sometimes they wouldn't show up to class because they couldn't find affordable childcare to help them. Mm-hmm. And so as a kid, I would go and help babysit. Or my mom was a early childhood speech therapist. And so I would like spend time in her classrooms doing what I could, or, you know, like running a food bank, or, but at the same time, you know, like my dad would take me fishing and camping and like enjoying the outdoors. Or, you know, he had 3 girls and he's like, you're going to learn football, God damn it. So like, that's what we did, is we would watch Sunday football as a family. And so I think to me, it's just what everyday Wisconsinites or Wisconsin families are doing and why this is like all a part of things that make our state so great.
Hey, you keep it real. I love that about you. So now you're Secretary of State. And I know that, again, I was in the Capitol working on the Republican side. And for listeners of this show, they know I left the party in 2011. But my former party did a lot to basically neuter that office. So yeah. Now that you were appointed there after former Secretary of State Doug LaFollette stepped down, the governor appointed you to this position. What have you done with it, given the fact that you're not given a whole lot of power in that position?
Well, let me walk you first into my first day, Todd. So for starters, I was told I was going to start on Friday, but nobody told me what time. And so I got a knock on my door at early that morning, and it was the chief counsel for the governor to swear me into office. So I took my oath of office in my pack of pajamas in my kitchen. So that's how I started this job. And then when I walked into the office, it was something that I had never thought I would see in government. There were files all over the place, and there was this backlog of cases that Wisconsin families who were looking for adoption or business expansion needed to be approved, or they had this relic that I was like, this is a really nice antique. And they're like, no, that's the state seal. And I'm like, and we use this still? And they're like, yeah, we, thousands of documents still get sealed with this. Yeah. And so to your point, Todd, it was just a very clear like reality about how this was a power grab by the Republicans to do everything they could to remove these checks and balances. But as somebody who is pretty scrappy, you know, like my parents nickname me sometimes Scrappy Sarah, I'm always trying to figure things out like this, is we were able to really improve access to services. So we reduced wait times. It was like over a month to less than a few days. We digitized thousands of records. So we really worked hard to improve transparency with the office. We transitioned the services, which, you know, Todd, to get services from you, you'd have to come in person, which I would love to see you in Madison.
You're always welcome. Like,
you know, but that's not realistic for folks in Green Bay or Superior to drive hours to get services. So we recently were able to translate or transition a lot of our services online, because to me, this might not be like the sexy stuff, Todd, that like gets everybody, you know, woo, excited about, but it's what matters. I mean, people want government to be there for them. And so access to services and being reliable and something that you can always count on, to me, probably what I'm most proud of in with regard to the work that we have done in the Secretary of State's office.
I'm just glad that you've updated things digitally, because people who knew, like I did, former Secretary of State Doug La Follette, he believed in delivering things by dog sled. He would put on that big that big cap and go around. I'm just joking around. But we're talking to Sarah Gajewski, the current Secretary of State of Wisconsin. She is running for the lieutenant governorship of the state of Wisconsin. Madam Secretary, why do you want to be lieutenant governor?
Well, it's funny, Todd, you asked this question, because when I shared it with my sisters, they're like, okay, Sarah, so you will have been the state treasurer, the secretary of state, and then the lieutenant governor. Are you trying to fill some sort of Wisconsin bingo card that we don't know about? And, you know, for me, after I heard that Governor Evers was not going to run for reelection, I really just had to like think through what's the best way I can serve Wisconsin. Because for me, these roles, whether it's state treasurer or secretary of state, has always been about service. And in traveling the state, Todd, I mean, folks are really fed up. They're fed up because they're seeing communities that are being taken over by Wall Street and not being run by Main Street, or, you know, nurses are being priced out of the neighborhoods in which they serve and they can't even afford to live there. Teachers are getting two jobs because they can't stay afloat. And so in kind of thinking through this, I feel like the best role for me now that would really allow me to be a part of the leadership team to help tackle some of these complex problems is as lieutenant governor, because let's face it, it's not just one person who's going to help solve healthcare for Wisconsin or the PFAS crisis in the state. It's going to be a group of people, and I want to really be a part of that leadership to roll up my sleeves and get these things done.
About 2 minutes before the first break, and we'll come back and pick it up. But what do you say to your, I don't want to even call them detractors, there's questioners out there. Some people are, you know, they're saying, why is she doing this? She's in her early 40s, politically very young, pretty fast rise for all the, why is she going for the lieutenant? Why does she just stay in the Secretary of State office for kind of another cycle and then move up to something else? Why try to move up to the lieutenant governorship right now?
Yeah. So for me, I believe the lieutenant government role is the best way I can serve the state. And while I was honored that the governor appointed me to the Secretary of State role, and I believe we've done good work, I really am excited about a whole host of other issues that I can really address as lieutenant governor. And part of that, for example, is economic security. I mean, the fact that as I was sharing, I was down in Kenosha not too long ago, and a single mom was sharing with me all the different jobs she has just to be able to feed her family. And that's not the Wisconsin that I want my kid to grow, grow up in. Like, Wisconsin, I believe, is the best place to live, work, and raise a family. But we've got to make sure it's even better for the next generation.
Less than a minute, if you can. Why not just run for governor? You got the credentials for it.
Well, that's very kind, Todd. But I will say, I think like for me, honestly, the lieutenant governor role is the best role at this moment. I have been about building coalitions. When I was state treasurer, we built this home ownership coalition that helped prevent foreclosures and expanded home ownership. And I really feel at this moment like that is the best way that I can help make a difference.
Sarah Galdusky, current Wisconsin Secretary of State, running for lieutenant governor. She announced on Mornings of Pat Kreitlow yesterday. Give credit to Pat for that get. Who does she like, though? Who's her favorite to be governor? Because she doesn't get a choice. We're going to find out on the other side. Don't go anywhere. It's Sarah Galdusky. Todd on Civic Media is ready to...
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is 8 minutes before the hour of 3 o'clock. Glad to have you along. Going to continue our conversation with Secretary of State Sarah Galdusky in just a moment. But don't forget, we are right in the middle of Free Ticket Friday, your chance to win 4 tickets to the club level of AmFam Field to see the red-hot Milwaukee Brewers right now. This is for a very specific game. You cannot exchange it for a different date. It's for Thursday, August 28th. In the afternoon, so you have to be able to go on a Thursday afternoon at 1:10, Thursday, August 28th versus Arizona at 1:10. Go to the Civic Media app right now and text the word WIN, W-I-N. Text the word WIN, W-I-N, to be eligible at the end of the 4 o'clock hour. At 4 o'clock, I should say, the computer will randomly draw someone, and you will be on your way to that Milwaukee Brewers game, you and 3 lucky friends. Our guest this half hour certainly hopes that she wins, but I messed it up. Because the word text is not plural. It's singular, W-I-N.
She's looking for a win.
She's there. Thank you, Zombers.
The
Secretary of State, Sarah Galdusky, looking for a win in her latest race. She announced on Pat Kreitlow's show, Mornings of Pat Kreitlow, she is going to run for Lieutenant Governor of Wisconsin. All right, Secretary Galdusky, this is, to the outsiders, it's a weird political office because unlike the president and vice president, the gubernatorial nominee does not choose their lieutenant gubernatorial running mate. The voters do in partisan primaries. So, and we've seen this before as a former Republican, one of the secrets is that Tommy Thompson did not want Scott McCallum to be his lieutenant governor, and he got stuck with him for 16 years. And it was not pleasant at all. Former Governor Scott Walker wanted moderate Mike Powers from Greene County to be his running mate, and he got stuck with Clocks and Tables Clayfish. And it was not a real fun time for them at all. So tell me, Secretary Galdusky, who is your favorite to win the Democratic primary for governor? Who do you want to run with?
Oh my gosh, Todd, I feel like I'm a parent right now and you're asking me who my favorite kids are. You know, like these are just things you just don't do. But look, I will say for me, and I am really excited about the people who have gotten in this race and about the folks that are rumored to get in this race. I mean, we've got a really good bench as Democrats. And I think that's one thing that I feel really confident about is that we're going to have, regardless of who makes it out of this primary, we're going to have a really great governor. And of course, a lieutenant governor that are going to be best positioned to serve Wisconsin.
I have a lot of thoughts on it. We've had a couple of women who have been lieutenant governor. The first one was a former senator from the Waukesha area. Margaret Farrow was the first woman to be a lieutenant governor on the Republican side. And then you had she was the running mate of or put in there by Scott McCallum when he became governor after Tommy Thompson left to serve the Bush administration. And then you had Barbara Lawton serve as lieutenant governor under former Democratic Governor Jim Doyle. We've never had a woman governor in this state. How about, wouldn't it be great if you had, how about this deal? Sarah and Sarah. You have Sarah Rodriguez as governor, Sarah Galdusky as two Sarahs at the top, or you could have Kelda Royce and Sarah Galdusky, two women, both. I mean, how about that? That'd be a great deal, I think, for historically.
Well, it reminds me of what my grandma used to talk about, Todd. She was from St. Croix County and lived in Polk County, but she would always say, you know, Sarah, when you want someone to talk about something, you ask a guy. But if you want actually to get something done, you ask a woman. Right. And so I think that they're is some truth with what Grandma Leadholm would tell me as a kid when we think about, you know, just looking at how to get things done, which I think are important in public service.
Before we run out of time, I want to make sure we get at your socials here. Correct me if I'm wrong. I believe it's sarah4wisconsin.com.
Yep, it's Sarah4WI, but the right. email is sarah4wisconsin.com. Yep.
So, exactly. And your Sarah is with an H, right? S-A-R-A-H-4-F-O-R-W-I.com. So sarah4WI.com.
Close. Sarah4wisconsin.com. You guys were close.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. But the socials are Sarah4WI. Got it. But the actual website is Sarah4Wisconsin spelled out .com. Your comms, correct. Your comms people will not be happy with me. I apologize. That's on me. But no, because I let me ask you this. Why announce now? We're not even Labor Day a year out. Some people are going to say, hey, you could have waited till after the first of the year. To your point, Lieutenant Governor is not the most politically sexy race out there. So why do it now?
Yeah, I mean, look, I had been making my calls and traveling the state and talking to people and asking for their opinion. Like, do you think that I would be good? And or do you have any thoughts for me? And when after my last call, which ended up being my 27th legislative endorsement, I'm like, let's just go. I mean, the fact that I have received 27 legislative endorsements and just talking to people about, do you think that I would be good in this role? You know my record, you've seen me work. And to me, it was like, you don't just need to be talking about it. It's pretty clear. So let's just start doing it.
Well, from a former political operative guy, I mean, it's smart to clear the field. I mean, if you get all the main endorsements and everything now, I mean, I would think that not be too many Democrats are going to want to go up against you. You're a statewide office holder, great name recognition with a lot of endorsements. I would think that will help clear the field for you.
Yeah, I mean, look, I think we have seen a lot of energy from this campaign. The fact after I announced, whether it is from legislative endorsements to fundraising, the money that's coming in, to folks reaching out across the state that are like, how we can help. We want to continue to build from this really positive and exciting momentum.
Well, I really appreciate you coming on the show. Again, it's Sarah with an H, S-A-R-A-H, 4. Wisconsin spelled out .com. You can find out more information. Our current Secretary of State, hoping to be our next Lieutenant Governor. Madam Secretary, thank you very much. I appreciate you. Have a great weekend.
Thanks, Todd. And thanks to all your listeners as well.
Thank you very much. Appreciate your time. Again, sarah4wisconsin.com. You can find out all those types of information, all the background, all the history, and more on our Secretary of State and maybe future governor, Lieutenant Governor of the state of Wisconsin. Come on back for hour two on the other side. We'll do a little what's worse for you and answer the questions of the
national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.